We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, everyone.
It's hump day.
Yeah, it is. Hey.
The hump of the day.
So how is everyone?
I'm good. So driving in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm on the road.
Yeah.
And I see this license plate, and I'm like, that's Johnny V. It's got to be.
What does it say?
I almost don't know if I should say it on the air. I'll write it down, and then you'll know why.
Does he have a personalized?
First of all, I guarantee it's not him.
Oh, no, it couldn't have been, because yeah. I...
Where was it in the South Bay?
No.
Mm.
Hold on.
This
Here we go.
This is the plate. Do you see that?
Oh, I do.
Let me see it.
That is totally him.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't that his email forever? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't he a James Bond guy?
Yeah, for some reason he loved that and used that as his email address. Yeah, how funny.
I'm driving by this.
That is hilarious.
What kind of car was it?
Was it a Mercedes?
No.
Oh.
Was it a Ford Lightning?
No.
Was it a Cobra Mustang?
Uh-uh.
Has Johnny B's car been stolen? Were they all plugging your garage
weird?
Up?
Huh?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is weird. That's so funny, though. Someone sent me something. I don't know if it was Facebook or maybe Instagram. And it said something about don't text and drive. And so I think they tagged all of us on it. It was the other day. And it just made me laugh. Some people really love to read the license plates and try to make sense of it.
Alden does that
when I drive with him. He's, look at blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what? Okay.
That is so, it's funny because, we drive in the same time every day. Mm-hmm. And you start to see the same people every day.
Sure.
So there are a few people that I'm like, oh, hi.
Hey, too.
How are you? Regulars,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. People that you just see. I recognize the license plates.
Yeah.
We used to play that game all the time on the highway. With the kids, when we'd be driving out to Tahoe or wherever, you'd have to take the letters, because what is it, three numbers and three letters in a California tag?
I thought it was seven digits.
I don't know.
So maybe it's four digits and three letters.
I didn't know they had a specific combo.
This is something. Yeah. I think it's like three numbers, three letters, and then another number.
Well, our cop lesson. That's listening will tell us.
Yes, he will.
Text
so, unless it's a vanity plate or something. But we would always take the letters and try to make sentences out of them. You know, or phrases. And then everyone would crack up. We'd fall to bits in the car. Hilarious.
We're so funny.
We fell about the place.
I have it's a dealer license plate number thing.
Because
so
you just got that
more.
Car.
Oh, I just got the car.
Car is amazing. What's so great about it? Tell me everything.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And
it's a black Mercedes.
It's a black Mercedes. It's a 2020 C300 with an AMG package.
Oh, what's
and
that?
And it's sportier. It's not like an AMG G where it's like super fast and all this stuff going on. It's just sportier looking.
Yeah.
Rims are black and it's just beautiful. I have this ambient lighting inside.
Oh.
And things light up and it's a digital screen.
Oh.
The screen is bigger.
No, you can't have a screen in the car, Yuzi. Hang a curtain over that.
Oh, my goodness.
So is it, because I guess all new cars now have that thing where it just hooks right up with your phone and you basically control
your phone.
It has
the Apple Play.
I need to get a car that has
John is teaching me little by little stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, but every time he tries to teach me, I'm driving, fool. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to.
Let's sit in the garage and do this.
That's what you should do. Well, Apple Play is killer.
Yeah, I really
If you
want
have
that.
An iPhone, mm-hmm. it's killer.
My car is set up with. I don't know how long I've owned it, 4 or 5 years now, for a long time. It's like a 2013. No, it's a 2014. So 4 years, whatever. Mm-hmm. I've owned it for a while. So
that thing's a no.
Yes. I couldn't believe it.
I can't believe it's been
because
that long.
My car's a 2015, that Mercedes I drive.
It's a 2014, but I think I got it in like February of 2015. So it's got to be going on 5 years old now.
Okay, so both our cars are the same age.
Yeah,
then.
Something like that. Didn't we get them right around the same time?
I don't know. I don't remember that.
It seems sort of like it.
I would have thought yours was newer, but go on.
So anyway, it's really user unfriendly. Like, I don't know how to work it. So, but it has these 8 buttons on it that you can assign really anything to. Like, one of them I have, it blacks the screen out. Because in the morning, the thing doesn't dim. So it's shining in my damn face. I'm like, black the screen. I know how to get to work. I don't need the nav
do that every day.
To do it. I just don't like it.
It's too bright.
And then one of them is navigate me home. One of them is call John. One of them is KCBS.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Alice.
Yeah.
One, you know, I
of course.
Just, but that's these 8 things that are these different functions. Like, one changes the view of the screen, which I didn't never even use those things. And then if anyone gets, and I don't even know how to work the heat.
Oh,
like,
no.
I have a heated. I can do max AC, or I can do, or turn that off and it goes back to 84 degrees. So it's either hot.
You both need to have your husbands. I don't know.
It's not even that. No, listen, I've sat down with
the
genius.
I can honestly say I know
BMW.
More about my car than Sarah knows about her
car.
Yeah,
I know nothing about it. But like, Bryn gets in there and he knows all the stuff about the car. He goes, but he's going through all these menus, though. I'm like, no, nope.
I don't try to figure stuff out either, but you should know how your heater works.
No, I can get the heat
defroster,
on.
That's
I know
good.
How that works. I know how that works.
I told
that's
you,
just a button.
Yeah.
There was a time I had
my
this pickup
beams.
Truck.
Right. I know where those are.
And it had nothing in it. There was nothing in this little pickup, but I love my pickup.
No options,
and it was all good. Everything was fine. And one day after owning it for like 2 years, my buddy gets in it with me, and behind my head, he goes, click. And on comes this light that was behind my head the whole time. And now
it was just lit the whole time.
No, it was off the whole. Like, you know how you can set your little thing to
open on doors,
with open on the doors, or off or on. It was on off. So I never looked that way when I got in it. So I just assumed this thing doesn't have a light inside it. So anytime.
Well, it wasn't on the dome. So how would you know?
I'm in there looking for stuff. God damn this thing. And finally my buddy goes, click. And I went, I've had a light in here for years.
I didn't know.
Right.
Now it's the perfect car.
Well, so I do know that the feeling of not, like, look, I get in here, I'm taking it to the place I'm going, and then I'm out of there.
Right? No. Right. I mean, I commute in that car, and that's it. And if anyone needs extra comfort, they can figure it out. I'm like, don't screw anything up.
Didn't when you purchase your vehicle, didn't you, because they have like a concierge thing
Nobody
that goes on.
Does that.
No, I did do that. They took me through. I said, here's what I want all these things to be. Yeah. And then when I really need to do something, like I have to change the time, you know, it doesn't change the time automatically, which sucks. So I have to go in. I can get through some menus. Like, I could sit there and figure the thing out. And I have a manual. But I'm like, I just don't know.
How much time are you spending in your car? Driving to work.
Here and back.
Driving home.
And that's
right.
it.
Exactly. I know.
But I do feel like, boy, I'm sure this thing would be. Oh, Vin. Bryn sent himself an email to Higgsy. We have the same car. Mm-hmm. He sends his car an email with the address that we need. And it was already pre-programmed in his car. I'm like, that's neat.
That is neat.
Yeah. I don't have that. And then there's like this app that runs it too, which is just always, I'm always locked out of it. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know how to work anything. So I want a car.
Cars.
I want a car that's like user friendly. It's just all screen. I don't want all screen stuff. Just give me some big fat knobs so I can turn the heat up or down.
Yeah. I got the car I'm driving today, there were so many options available, and I was all no.
Yeah.
I don't want.
Give me a simple.
You know
array.
What I'll do when I need to change lanes? I'll look over my shoulder. Hit my blinker and like the all that lighting on the it's
oh,
neat.
I actually like
the lane assist.
I love
and the
lane
beep
assist.
Beep.
Yep,
I'm all in. For
you
that.
Are. I don't like
I told
it.
John yesterday. I wish that this was forever in everyone's car.
Yes,
it's just
that
so
is
good.
Awesome technology.
That beep beep has saved me many a time.
Because oh,
sometimes
goodness.
Someone's in my blind spot. I've actually looked and then I put on my blinker and it goes, "No, you're not."
Yeah,
don't do it.
Right.
The pilot that. My wife drives it. She keeps it on. I turn it off when I drive her car. It's got this lane thing where if you try to change lanes and you haven't put your blinker on, which is
Does
the lane,
it pull you? Yeah.
It'll pull the wheel away from the lane change you're trying to make which is infuriating because you're like, dude, I got this.
Trying to help you, though.
Right. So I have to turn that off so I can drive without having the thing counter against me.
That's an interesting... That almost seems like if you were really just trying to get around someone, I suppose if you jerked the wheel to the right or
no,
left.
No, it lets it will let me do it, but I'm saying you can
it's
feel the resistance.
You.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's, look, I'm, you know, I'm doing 65
here. Put your blinker on, man.
I need to be, sure. I mean, I'm just saying that I don't want the help. I got this.
I want the help. I want all the help.
People are saying that one number, three letters, and then three numbers. Is how the
one number, then three letters, then three numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, So the three letters are fun to make into a
mess around
some
with.
Horrible phrase, terrible thing.
Someone says I rented a car and didn't know how to open the hatchback. I hate to say it, but YouTubed it.
Oh, funny.
Oh, YouTube.
Dude, YouTube.
Oh, thank you, YouTube.
It'll do anything for you.
Yeah. I found out I actually have a front trunk. From Bryn. Thank God Bryn has that car. I had no idea. I just figured the engine was under there. No, there's no engine. So it's
between Bryn and his family members, they have 20
cars. No doubt.
They
have 100 million cars. They have a freaking Ferrari. All the Tesla models.
A Lambo.
Jesus.
A Lambo.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. That's
the motorcycles. The Teslas. People. The BMWs. The Mercedes.
They've got it all. The Acura.
And that's plural.
Right.
Yeah, that's all plural.
I've always had curiosities about families that keep things...
Communal?
As a family. Yeah, communal. I've always wondered kind of how that works. It does seem great that, you know, and the kids benefit greatly from their parents' success, and that's wonderful.
Right.
But I've always wondered how that sort of, I don't know, I just didn't grow up in a house like that.
No,
I grew up
with,
but this is my car. You don't drive that car.
No. Right.
You're not driving my car. Get out
of
here.
They seem to have a stable of, and I mean, they do, they're, you know what though? That's great.
No,
it's awesome.
I'm saying it's great. I mean,
they shared the same bed for a while.
Yeah, the family bed.
How many times have we wondered about Homeboy and from that seat where we're like, how does he
manage? What's his mom's is his, apparently.
I'm not saying it's bad. No. I'm just saying I've never understood how that works. Like, do you really just have joint accounts?
Yeah.
Do you really want your mom to see that you just, you know, bought a copy of Squanch from the the liquor store?
Was it really that detailed a receipt?
Whatever. You know what I mean. I mean, whatever you're buying. Even
Squanch
if it's,
for your chunch.
Even if it's In-N-Out Burger again. Like, what is this kid doing?
It's funny because Riley's account, both my kids are, you know, well.
Linked to yours?
At this point, Riley probably could get his own accounts, but it's just easier. It's all, I have them all because they got teen accounts when they were kids. So I can see, if I go in there, I can see that, you know, the $1.91 that he spends every day at this little cafe getting, he must get some kind of beverage. And I can see, I see what he spent at Safeway. I see, you know, all, it's just funny. I'm like, wow.
Is it itemized? Like, can you see what he's buying?
No, I just see that he went to Safeway.
$39.99 or whatever it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Yeah. And that little cafe, I assume, is right near Berkeley.
Yeah.
And he spends it.
And his he piling boxes up in his doorway as well.
He's not.
The Amazon boxes piling
They're actually, we have some rules about that. Like, if you want something on Amazon, first of all, they get gift cards for Amazon all the time.
Mm.
And when they want to use the Amazon account, because we do have a family, I guess, Amazon, I'm like, well, what do you got for Amazon gift cards?
Oh, you
what
hit
you
them
got?
Up to
well, right, because they just use,
in,
they don't
huh?
have their own.
Yeah.
Like, give me, I know
give
Grandma gave you one.
Yeah.
So give me that. I'm putting that on my account. And then, yes, you can buy that book that you want.
Good,
wow.
Yeah. Make them accountable for that stuff.
Right. They have
not
to ask.
Free
if
ride,
they,
baby.
They have to ask if they want Amazon. And I get the receipt. I mean, you know how Amazon works.
Right.
The minute
Boom.
You purchase something, oh, your purchase went through. I'm like, what purchase?
John, did you buy something?
Yeah. All right, which kid violated the family policy?
Yeah.
It's weird, though.
Family
like, well,
that's what it is.
I
okay.
wonder, though,
good to have
you're
one.
Right about Bryn and that
rules.
Sort of communal, like all the brothers and sisters seem to, you know, be fully participating in that. And he helps his dad. Bryn does all the time. Bryn is so sick, by the way. I talked to him on the phone yesterday.
Me too.
I was like, gross. Am I going to catch this over the phone?
I know.
Disgusting.
I go, oh,
I know.
He's going through what I went through
with
my
the baby,
first kid.
Huh?
It's the baby. The babies bring it in, and you're not
horrible.
So his baby is not going to childcare, right? So where's Where's the baby they coming down with this stuff?
If they're doing, well, first of all, the babies don't have, yeah, the world is what they're getting sick by. So wherever they go, whatever the kid touches and then puts it in their
mouth.
They don't think, oh, that's gross. My daughter, the one-year-old, will take her binky and be like, no, none of these. 2 minutes later, she'll have found one somewhere.
Under the couch. Like, she does not wipe the dust off
like
and carry it.
It's like a dog bone or something that they've buried somewhere for safety. Yeah. She'll come walking around a corner with it in her mouth. And you're like, mother, she's got them stashed. But she doesn't, she's not rinsing that off.
No. She doesn't understand about germs.
Right.
No.
So,
the cat hair on it and God knows what else.
But I would bet that I have to think Cameron's doing play dates.
Yes.
She's not at any kind of daycare, she has to have.
True. You know, I'm sure they take her out
to the
world. Oh, she's
probably going to Kuksuan and then hanging out
with
the grandparents.
There with the kids.
Yeah.
They live really close to that.
Right.
It gets into the house.
Yeah.
And you can't believe it. And often it's people you invite over. Oh, hi. One of them's sick, but you know.
They're kids. They're always sick. Oh, great. Now my kid's always sick.
I know. No.
It's gross. It is. It's gross.
Well, hopefully he'll be back tomorrow.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, he sounded freaking awful.
Yeah.
Like, he's just trying to tell me something in his voice. Really, and then he starts hacking it, and I'm listening to, like, parts of his lung come out of his mouth. I'm like, what the F? I'm like, please don't come in. He goes, yeah, I'm probably contagious. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm sure we caught it on Monday. If we're going to get it. Maybe we've already had it, and we won't get that one.
Hopefully.
Oh. I've done a lot better this time.
The last time,
I clearly had no...
You build up resistance.
Resistance.
Well, you wear a mask at your house and
Purell
your hands constantly.
Oh, my God.
Skins peel it off your hands from that Purell, whatever it's called. Yeah. Well, you know, kids raising families.
Yay.
It's great. You know, though, they do grow up and, you know, some of them leave. Not all of them.
Yeah.
But some of them.
Still stuck with one.
Well, that'll be an interesting... these are all things that I have no right to ask about, and I understand that, but I do have... it'll be interesting to see when you go, all right, Berkeley, you're off the boob.
Well, the thing about...
Completely.
The thing about Berkeley...
How do you even do that?
I would actually... Listen, that kid made bagels yesterday. We had lox and bagels for dinner. Like, that kid comes in and he made ravioli, homemade ravioli over the weekend... Like, that kid can stay.
The other one got to go.
Well, the other one, I'm like, you know, at least he's in school, so he's doing that.
Well.
And, you know, whatever. I got a couple more years on him. But, you know, kid's got to get a job.
Yeah, he
I'm
does.
Like, listen, you can't stay here, and this is how much it's going to cost.
Yep. It's a good thing.
I would love to have some rent money.
Do that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just I think
lesson.
It's interesting, and it's interesting in my own life. Most of the stuff I'm doing in the moment is because out of pure survival.
Yeah,
like I had that when the missus went south with my mom, took her home. My daughter's like, "What are we gonna do today, Dad?" And I go, "We're gonna start at the Disney store," and she's like, "Yay!"
Oh my god! You folded. You didn't even try
to hold
your
hands.
You didn't even give her any assign her chores or something and say once you're done with that, then
well,
we get to
the whole house.
This is a whole day alone with Dad, and I'm looking for the path of least resistance.
Well, if you ended with the you started with the end. If you've been good all day, we'll go.
Yeah,
to the Disney
what happened
store.
At the rest of the day?
Now she's in the dress, the Elsa dress from Frozen 2, and I'm like, now we're going to the beach boardwalk.
Yay!
Oh my god. Are you still wearing the baby?
I can't anymore.
Too big.
She's too big.
So stroller time.
But the baby was at with Sue.
Oh,
I didn't have a
boy.
I couldn't have done
boy,
a whole day
boy,
with two of them.
Fantastic.
The baby won't sit still, so you can't
sit still.
You can't have
a moment of peace.
There's no possible way.
And that's so sweet that Isla gets time. A special time with you.
Yeah, sure.
That's really sweet.
So we did the beach boardwalk, and I had this fantasy that somewhere in there we were going to catch a nap, too, but...
You're adorable.
Does
she still take naps at 6?
No, she doesn't take naps at all, but I needed a nap.
Yeah,
so I was absolutely like, look, I'll put on a movie.
Play Boss Baby for her.
Oh, I mean, I'll play anything for her if I think I can squeeze an app in. We just
lay on the couch.
By the time we got to the mall,
oh boy,
got through the Disney store, got back, had a snack, went to the beach boardwalk.
Man.
It was already 4 p.m.
Yeah.
There was no nap.
That was a solid dad day.
In a few more minutes, mom will be right. home, and it's time for us to get your sister and... You know,
and I gotta go to bed.
So worked.
What time did mommy get home?
And the trippy thing, well, this is just my own personal thing, but the surf was firing that day. So there's a point where I go by and look at it with,
You go to the beach boardwalk and cry.
We're gonna play these games and knock these bottles over with baseball. Yeah.
Well, look, you do what you got to do.
Yep.
Good daddy. Good job, Vinny.
Good daddy.
That wasn't the point. The point was sometimes you do what you got to do to survive. And
that's
if
true.
It's a Disney storage stop, even after Christmas had just passed.
Right.
That's what I heard from the missus. We just had Christmas.
Yeah. She didn't have this dress, though. Right. She wanted this dress. Yeah. And by the way, it was the easiest thing. KLSC, KLSC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah, Minnie, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.